morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team of Prudential Now Realty, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how you doing?
Pretty good. Finally thawing out.
Yeah, definitely. We've had some great weather around here, and actually, I'm probably going to be talking about that. And being the topic of this week's show, preparing your house for the spring market. The spring market is here about a month and a half early. I can tell you that right now.
So, tulips are coming out of the ground as we speak.
Yes. And
amazing.
That right there, folks, is Mr. Scott Ridgway, our premier lending sponsor with Cobalt Mortgage. Scott, how are you doing?
Good morning. Doing great. Happy to be here.
Good. So we finished up. We had a great show last week talking about the home show. Huge response from all our preferred vendors there. We appreciate everybody that called them directly and generated a lot of business for some great people last week. So thanks for everybody that hit the show and called in and talked with our vendors. We really appreciate it, and they appreciate you guys as listeners. So
very much so. Well, as we jump right in, what is your take on the local market right now? Now, we just talked about the fact that it's spring is here early. You know, that's probably going to factor into it. The weather makes everybody happy, and they want to go out and look more and sell more. So what's your take on the market right now?
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, as far as a local market update here, I can tell you right now that, you know, I've kind of been relating it to a campfire with gasoline. Because okay. Right now, I mean, things are just hot. I mean, no two ways about it, especially right here at the Kenmore team. We're having our best start that we've ever had. We have a huge number of pendings right now, a lot of buyers looking. Twice last week, we had multiple offers and selling for full list price. So I tell you what, it's nice to see multiple offers back again. You know, I mean, that happens when you price right and you can maximize value for your sellers. It is a great, great thing to have that happen a couple times in a week. It's great. And like I said, I mean, it's kind of like we've got the fire going. The weather's here. It's here early. I mean, I can't remember the last time we had such a great, you know, such a great February to the end of January. I mean, there was no snow or ice to worry about. So people were, they were out looking. And then you add to that better than expected weather. You look at the interest rates that are still low. And then you add the tax credits to it. I mean, this is like gasoline and lighter fluid all on the market. And so we're busy. I mean, we're listing a lot of homes right now. We're doing a lot of evaluations. But at the same time, we've got lots of slots still available. So if anybody out there needs a home evaluation, wants to know if they can jump in the next 60 to 90 days here to get some stuff done, like I said, feel free to give us a call. And the biggest thing, too, is, I mean, just the conditions are just right. They're aggressive right now. Everybody I talk to says, you know, that, and we've been saying this for 3 months, you know, because we all thought the tax credit, you know, was going to be done last November. So, maybe the listeners are tired of hearing about it from us, but, you know, the next 60 days, we've basically got 60 days left now until those tax credits expire from what we know today. You know, everything is pointing to the fact that they probably will. And so, 60 days is still a lot of time for a buyer to, you know, go through the process, feel comfortable, and find a home. You just have to go under contract on that home by April 30th and then close by June 30th. So one of the things we wanted to do for our sellers, though, is just go over a little bit about preparing a home for sale. I mean, it seems simple, and it seems like something everybody would, you know, would have a general idea about. And I think the biggest thing is, I think most people do, but just like any good human, we all need some reminders every now and then.
Everybody goes, oh, sure, I know what to do. Okay, what do you do? Exactly.
And then the next biggest thing is not so much that I wanted to cover on this show, though, is just talk about not only some tips that you could be doing, but one of the biggest surveys put out by Realtor.com that covers appraisers, home remodelers, and builders. builders that we look for each year is cost versus value. And the numbers in that survey just came out, the 2009 to 2010 averages, is people ask me this all the time, and I just wanted to devote some time to it. What can I put into that house and return the most amount of money back to me?
What's going to add the most value to my house?
Yeah, should I add, you know, a third oven, you know, or should I paint the walls, you know, that type of stuff. And so I hear that a lot. And so not, you know, a lot of times, you know, there's opinion and then there's, you know, there's facts for regions. So what I did is I have the section of the survey that covers the Pacific Northwest. They do this regionally because different home projects cost different things in different parts.
Different climates.
Yeah.
Different, all sorts of different factors.
Of the nation. So to make this local and bring it down, I've got for you the numbers with the Pacific Northwest. And what do you think the single item that you can replace in your house, and quite honestly, the only item that brings you more money than it costs to replace or repair, what do you guys think that is?
Hot water heater.
Okay.
Ooh. Ooh, hot
Scott,
water,
what do you got for us?
I'm going to say kitchen remodel.
You know what? You got, I just like a lot of people, and shocking, you're both wrong.
Well, go figure. I guess that's why I do
mine. So now we've got survey.
I was going to say bathtub next.
Survey says that the best thing that you can do is you can replace your entry door. Your front door is the only project that is going to return you more money than you spend. Pacific Northwest, average cost for a new front door, spice it up with a little bit with nice, you know, maybe some glass in entry. But average cost is $1,350, and that simple project is going to return you, when you sell your home, $1,700. It's 128% return.
You know, in business, we look at return on investment. That is a phenomenal investment return right there.
And so what,
128%, I would say.
That beats the S&P 500, hands down.
And so you go with one of our tips, and, you know, one of our first tips that we tell people is really your front door adds to your first impression. If you have a nice door already and it's new, make sure that it is scrubbed, repainted if necessary. You know, they always scuff up on the bottom from kids and animals, you know, running into them. So, you know, that is the simplest thing you can do. And quite honestly, as we go through these projects, shockingly, with what's listed in the survey, it's the only item that returns more than you invest. I mean, there are other great investments that we can go through and we'll talk about, but that is the only item. So be very cognizant of the front door. Take a look at repainting it and possibly replacing it if you're going to be selling soon.
That
so
is take, fantastic
take
info.
Down the beads that are hanging there.
Yes. No.
Update it from lime green. Not that we're against lime green.
No beads.
You know,
a modern color.
Have it match the house.
You've got it. Tip number two we've got is wash the windows and clean and dust the window coverings.
Oh, yeah.
When people are looking, they're inside a home looking out to the yard. You know, if it looks like, we talked about this with our vendor last week, Jason Klavansky from Sparkling Clean Windows. We talked to him about this, that, you know, it looks like you're looking out through a dirty, you know, fogged over window. That's how everything looks. It looks dirty as opposed to being clear, clean, sparkling. I mean, it just makes your view look that much better.
Well, think about how people have felt with this last week that we've just had with some of this spectacular weather. I know that my energy level elevates when I'm looking out the windows and seeing a nice, bright, sunny day and the windows are clear and I'm not looking at dirt and seeing those smudges and things on the windows.
Or the scratch marks from the hard water that we have in the mid-Columbia.
That's exactly
another
right.
Another reason to call Jason.
So prepare your home and do that. So we talked about a couple other items. Let's go to the next biggest return that you can do for your investment to get back out of a home sale. And as per the numbers last year, that was remodeling a basement. 91% of the money you put into that project will likely come back to you on resale.
91%.
So
that's huge.
A lot of times.
Bathrooms.
Yeah, you know, bathrooms, we're going to get to that, and they're close.
we're still not there yet.
You're getting ahead of us, but you know, that is very, very close. But what happens, and especially in the Tri-Cities too, if you go through a lot of, we have these older Richland homes that were originally put on basements, a lot of them unfinished. We have a lot of homes that are built with unfinished basements. basements, even up in Richland, Kennewick. So when it gets time to resell or you're looking for a project to do, the amount of money that you put into that, a lot of times you can get, square footage that has already been 50% paid for just when the home was put there.
Right.
For finishing it and doing a lot of the work yourself, you can get a ton of money back out of adding some rooms there, maybe adding a bathroom down there, adding a game room. So you really get a lot of value on the resell if you are doing a big remodel basement project. That's going to be a great place to put your money. So, John, you mentioned, I'm going to skip over to it just because you mentioned it. And we do have remodeling the bathroom. It still ranks pretty high on our list, and that's 77%. So the money that you put into a bathroom, and some of it, if you do some of the work yourself or talk to a contractor that, can stay within your budget and has a good idea on how to do that with you, it's still pretty high to where you're going to return 77% of your dollar value. And more than likely, a lot of people say, gosh, 77%, I'm not sure. But for instance, if you're in a house that only has one bathroom, like you're in a three-bedroom, one-bath house, and that could make the difference of the sale. So it's not just the 77% of the money you're going to get back, but they're going to decide to pick your house versus the one that didn't do that. So you're going to get that money back, and then you're also going to get the sale. So
well, and that makes a difference, too, like when you're dealing with the porcelain amenities, the commode, the tub. If they're nice and sparkling and clean and new, people are a lot more inclined because nobody's going to want to buy a house where the tub looks like it's spent 2 years out in the Sahara Desert.
Right, or they've been
people
making wine
be
in it or something.
People are going to by that. If the bathroom is grimy, people are going to go, okay, get me the Sani wipes.
You're exactly right. Okay, so let's go to, just to show
well,
the
I'm
other side
like
of
I'm
the
not
coin.
Investing in the properties very well here.
Let's go to, let's go to the losers.
Can I guess on that one?
Okay, Mr. Ridgway's got a guess on this.
Okay, so I'm going to guess one of the worst investments that you can put into your home or property is a swimming pool.
Ding, ding, ding.
We
have a winner. And both of these are running at about 50%. That is swimming pool. And this one was a little shocking. I wasn't expecting this one, but I don't see many of them in this type of the area, but it was listed in the Pacific Northwest. Swimming pool and kind of along that same lines, sunroom.
Sure.
If you're going to do either of those, folks, we're not looking at improving the value of your home and getting your money back. We're looking at personal enjoyment.
So it's truly, if you want to have one for your personal enjoyment, go for it. But you're not going to see much of the return.
You spend $40,000 on the sunroom addition or on the swimming pool. When we go to resell that, if you're lucky, you're likely going to get $20,000 back out.
So that's a question I get a lot in financing, and that is when they got to get it appraised, and I've spoken with Thomas about this a little bit, and he says if you spend about $40,000, you're going to maybe get between $4,000, $5,000, $10,000 maximum out of it. Why is that? Is it because some people perceive a pool as a negative?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, the overriding decision to purchase that house is usually based upon livability factors being bedrooms, baths, kitchen and layout that and location, and the pool is almost considered like an entertainment item, and so a family is either going to love it and spend a lot of time out there,
right,
or they are going to, it's just going to be kind of one of those things like it's there and it's just a maintenance nightmare.
I was just going to say, a pool, now I've got something else that I have to work on during this
yeah and sure. Exactly,
and you'd be surprised the number of people that view it that way.
And so
pools are great, but there's always two sides to the coin.
And so that's what happens, too, is because we are comped property to property to property, these statistics are averaged over what exactly happens in the market. And so that's what happens. And from the appraiser knows that. And even the appraiser there, he's talking about like 25% of value,
right,
as opposed to maybe even 50%. And see, the Pacific Northwest, that category is... it's okay because we get enough warm weather that that's why it is, like, you know, up there to 54%. If you go somewhere to, like, New England or something like that where, you know, they don't get as long of a weather pattern, those percentages in the study we have, they drop into the 40s.
Sure.
So, you know, I mean, actually, as far as things go, we actually do pretty well here in the Northwest. And now, the only difference, you know, and there's always an asterisk to everything, is if you're in a community like you're down in, you know, you're down in California or Arizona or a place like that where a pool is considered a standard feature,
then
it's a different story. But here in the West, specific to our area, we're looking at about 50 cents on the dollar.
Wow, and that's, you know, when I, last week I had to fly over to Seattle and back, do a day trip over, and actually when we were coming into SeaTac, I was trying to see how many homes had pools, and there were very few on that side of the mountains. I think I counted 6 or 8 while we were coming into SeaTac. Mm-hmm. And then coming over here, back over to Tri-Cities, just because of the geographic weather that we've got over here, there were so many more pools over in this area. So pools in the Tri-Cities are a favorable item because of the weather that we get.
And so it's going to be a decision where someone that specifically wants one says, yeah, I might sell your house, but you're not going to get the money back.
Right.
And
so
that's
in other words,
thing.
I mean, put a pool in if it's what you want. But the purpose of this exercise is to tell you
for
if
resale.
You're purposely looking for things to do to your house to boost the resale value. You have your house. What can I do to jack up the resale value?
You got
it. Well, do the door.
Do the door.
And the basement.
Do the basement
remodel.
But don't
spend all the money on a pool or a sunroom
exactly.
for the expressed purpose of jacking up the resale value.
Well, here's a thought.
It's not going to pay off.
Here's a thought. If you want a pool and you don't have a pool now, it may be more advantageous to you to sell your existing home and buy a home with a pool already put in because of the dollars you may save.
And I've done that with clients before, too. We've gone through that same exercise, and I've told them, gosh, you know, you want a pool specifically? Good for you, because I'm going to get you a pool at 30 cents on the dollar, you know, or 40 cents on the dollar, or 50 cents. So, you know, so that's a great point.
Things to consider.
And we've done that. So we are coming up against a break here. When we come back, Mr. Scott Ridgway is going to update us on what's going on in the lending world with Cobalt Mortgage, and we will talk about 3 or 4 more projects that can maximize your return on your dollars invested in your home.
Right here on News Talk 870. Stay with us.
Welcome back. We're here on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. And before we go on with a few more tips about how you can make the most amount of money through your home improvements.
You have to excuse me. I was over here painting my front door.
Very, very good.
Repainting.
Good listening. We have just one of the most important parts of the process. We're lucky to have Scott Ridgway with Cobalt Mortgage here. Scott, as we kind of go into this time crunch of 60 days, you know, for these home buyers, first-time home buyers, to make use of these tax credits.
Sure.
What's going on with lending right now? What's going on at Cobalt? And, what can you tell us? What do we need to know?
Well, today I wanted to touch on just a couple of things. We had some huge treasury auctions this past week, and interest rates are phenomenal. It really is a perfect storm right now. You were talking earlier about the tax credits and the low interest rates. And with the spring coming on, there's just a lot of activity. So right now is the time to get out there, get active, and upgrade or sell and buy a new home. It's a fantastic time in the industry. I wanted to talk a little bit today, just briefly, about Cobalt Mortgage, and that we're one of the largest privately owned mortgage bankers in the state of Washington. Our employees are committed to the needs of our clients and to creating a great mortgage lending experience. It's not just a call and become a number and feel like you get lost in a push this, push that. We want to make sure we're talking to you or getting eyeball to eyeball with you to help you out. Our state-of-the-art technology is considered one of the best in the mortgage lending industry. We have a platform that is web-based, so if we're on vacation, we can access stuff. I know when I'm not supposed to be saying stuff like that, because when you're on vacation, you need to be relaxing.
Yes.
And remembering that door you you painted.
But but it happens. I mean, sometimes, you know, there's a question your underwriter can't answer or somebody in your office can't. It's nice to know that you could get to that.
Well, we want to make sure that we're meeting the needs. We also offer internal underwriting and processing and funding, meaning that we close loans quickly, efficiently, and effortlessly. There's some changes in the industry with centralized processing and things where some of that stuff goes out of the area, and you lose a little bit of control over making sure that you're sticking to timelines and deadlines and really paying close attention to all those details that make a good, smooth, stress-free, quick closing for people.
And I think, you know, I mean, I know we don't have a ton of time here. We could do a whole show on this, but just real quickly, I think one thing, you know, that gets my interest that you noted there is, what does that mean, internal underwriting? What's the difference with you guys as opposed to, I mean, I guess, external underwriting?
Well, it would really be, and then the difference,
I don't know.
No, that's a great question. It's probably one of the least understood pieces out there to our industry. And you have the difference between mortgage banking and mortgage brokers. Mortgage brokers send the file out to whoever the investor is that's going to be analyzing and looking over all the paperwork and making a determination on granting an approval or otherwise. And so you don't really have any kind of control over file flow, making sure that if you have to kind of rearrange things to make sure that you're meeting deadlines and lock expirations and contract expirations. So we actually have a team of 10 underwriters with our company so that we don't ever get over about a 48-hour turn time, is what they call it in our industry, to receiving that approval. That makes a huge difference in us being able to close loans quickly.
So since you're mortgage banking,
right,
you're going to be able to close that loan
in our name.
In your name.
We close that loan in Cobalt Mortgage's name on our lines, and then that gives us the ability to make the determination right in our office on whether or not that loan's going to be approved or not.
Okay, great. I mean,
very quick.
And as we get down to deadlines and face, you know, dates where you have to close and stuff, that can make a big, big difference.
Well, it really does, because we've even heard of people being out 60 days and even some up to 90 days before they hear back on an approval. I was in another institution, and I asked a guy if by the time they ever contact the client to let them know that they're approved, do they ever find out that they've actually gone somewhere else and already closed their loan? And the answer was, yeah, we don't really like to admit that, but we've had that happen.
Yeah, and
so,
and
tired of big difference.
Yeah, big difference. So
big difference.
And that speed and efficiency, I mean, that's what we want for our clients, so I appreciate that type of service.
Yeah, we've been local for 15 years. And we're locally owned and operated, and we just want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to give back to the community. And we do that through also helping organizations like the CORE Foundation,
right,
holding golf tournaments and some auctions and some things so that we're giving back to the community. And last year we were able to help the CORE Foundation to scholarship a few people to CBC, and we're going to be continuing on doing that.
Cobalt Mortgage, I love it. What else do we need to know here?
Well, there's about three items, and I know you've got your pick three coming up, so let me get through this as fast as I can. Tip, I've got tip number one here. Go home shopping yourself. The best way to get to know your competition, identify features that are popular, and learn what turned buyers off is to check out other open houses. Plan on spending a few weekends touring other homes on the market to learn what others and other sellers are asking. Be sure to make note of the floor plan, the condition, appearance, size of lot, location, and other features. And I know this is something that you do with your clients when you're taking them out and making recommendations.
And that's exactly right. Is you know, a lot of times if a client has a question about a pricing issue with their home, I suggest that we do just that. So that's a great tip coming from the mortgage side. You know,
so they can actually see, I priced your house this
because
way
of these.
Because of these.
And exactly.
Okay. If they can see it with their own eyes, they understand it.
That makes a big difference.
And in a refinance market, this is something that we get questions on all the time, and that is, your tax assessment means almost nothing. People look at their assessment, and they say, wow, is that what my house is worth? I kind of thought it was worth a little bit more.
For tax purposes, but not on the real estate market.
Right. So some people look to tax assessments to assign a value. The problem here is that assessments are based on a number of criteria unrelated to property values. so they often don't necessarily reflect a true value of your home in this current market. And that's where Lance comes in.
Yeah,
there's a big difference. We found that out. We've kind of dabbled with the idea of refinancing. And boy, is there a difference between... You know, well, we can refi your house for this, and then you look at what the tax assessment is, and they're not even close sometimes.
Yeah, so there is a huge, huge difference.
Just forget the tax assessment.
Yeah, just pay your taxes at that tax assessment value and be happy.
Pay your property taxes and then deal with the real estate.
So the last tip that I have for right now is that the little touches can make a difference. And in the springtime, with the stuff that Lance is talking about here, while personal items can detract, other small touches can help make your house a home to buyers. A well-placed vase of flowers, accent pieces of sculpture, potpourri in the bathroom, all that can enhance the attractiveness of your home in a subtle, soft-spoken way. So try pursuing any of these home magazines that are out there for tips on how to do that. Or again, get with Lance and ask him, what is the best way to stage my house for what I'm trying to accomplish?
Paint the front
very
door.
Good. I love it.
So those are the tips from Cobalt Mortgage. Thanks so much.
You betcha. All right, are we going to talk some property now?
Here we go. Okay,
he was, starting to float off his chair. So
okay, so here's the deal. I'm going to give this pick number one out, but here's the problem. I write these the night before. And I on my BlackBerry this morning.
You already sell one.
Well, it might be sold by the time you call. But call me. There's still opportunity. You never know how things can play out with negotiation. But my pick number one, I mean, we just listed this. It's 1432 Arbor in Richland. And Arbor sits right above Fred Meyer in Richland. There's kind of that beltway of trees through there. It's just a beautiful neighborhood. Four bedroom, three bath, Rambler basement. The location, like I said, is just fabulous. Quiet street, super well-maintained home. We're talking redone wood floors. We're talking newer heat pump installed, newer roof. But at the same time, so you get all these updates and you get the mature landscaping and trees that that part of Richland provides. All of this on a third-acre lot, and this thing is over 2,500 square feet, priced at $195,000. It's in the pick three. It's in the pick three because I expect it to be gone. There are so many great properties right now out there. Another house that we just listed this week, without a doubt, an amazing opportunity. This place is located at 57501, and then it's Private Road Northeast. It's 339 Private Road Northeast. This is just off of Red Mountain Road out there on the outskirts of West Richland. It's actually a Benton City address, but it sits up on the hill on Red Mountain and then overlooks that Lewis and Clark Farm Valley. So the view from that mountainside as those crops start to grow and stuff and throughout the year is it's spectacular. I mean, when I went up there, I knew, this is going to be a hot one. What it is it's a four-bedroom, two-bath. We've got it priced at $165,000, and that includes a 30-by-30 extra big two-car. It's not a garage, folks. It's a garage plus a shop.
It's a shop.
It's
that
basically
like
a shop. Yeah. I mean, I saw the two cars in there, and you still actually had room to work and have benches out. So, I mean, this is just a phenomenal opportunity to have just an amazing view out there.
Now, how much land is that sitting on?
Well, it sits on an acre, but you've got to realize here that it is on that hillside. So what they've done is they've leveled a pad site for the house. So I would consider it a normal-sized yard, and then they've leveled a little place for an additional shop down below if you ever wanted to. So, but the nice part about being on an acre is it gives you enough room on each side of you that even if someone builds to the right or left, you just have ultimate privacy out there.
Yeah. I mean, and that's wine country out there.
It's really nice. And they've got the new Keene Road extension, you know, goes all the way. You can take Keene Road now all the way out to 224 Van Giesen that connects up to Red Mountain. So the trip into Central Kennewick and Richland now is really fast. So once again, I expect that one to be huge. If you want to see this property, call me on my cell phone, 727-8977. The last one, pick three, we're going off of Dallas Road now to Badger Canyon, and this is not a home, but this is just a building lot. What it is we had a developer that just broke a piece of property into two pieces, so he just short platted. We now have a 3-acre lot that has KID water on it. Really nice area right where Dallas Road connects up to Badger Road out there in Badger Canyon. And this is a 3-acre parcel with KID water, and we're looking at a price of $55,000. So, and you could do manufactured homes out here. They are allowed. There's a stick-built home right beside it. There's also a couple manufacturers around. So if you were looking for that piece to put your next home on, I mean, to get this type of acreage with water at $55,000, you need to call because it's not going to last that long.
3 acres. I mean, you know, 1 acre, $55,000, that would be reasonable depending on where it is. But this is 3 acres. You know, what, my math, you're better at math than I am. What would the average price per acre be?
On what?
On the 55 for 3 acres.
We're going to be right over 15.
Yeah, right around there.
Yeah. Just a little bit more than that. So
that's practically stealing it.
It's a nice
that's Oklahoma land rush.
It's it's a great lot. Where you know we're really excited about that one, and I expect that one to go fast. So that's your pick three.
Wow.
I mean, there are amazing properties coming on the market right now. It's definitely the time to be looking. I do want to get to a few more of the money projects you can do on the home to return the maximum amount of dollar value.
Return on investment.
Return on investment. So that's what we're looking at here if you're looking to sell. So the next highest ones that we can come to, and I'm going to kind of lump these all together because they're all in, you know, they're all in that 80% range, actually high 80s. You've got new vinyl windows on a home. It's going to return 88% of your investment.
Energy savings and aesthetic purposes.
Exactly. And then we also have siding is at 81%. So that's another huge, huge one. So we've got siding, windows, front door. Those are our leaders. Those are some of the no-brainers that you can do to improve the property and, you know, and really just get your money back. So those are big improvements that you can be making now.
And we know a lot of people in those different industries that you can make recommendations to. For instance, Perfection Glass out there, if anybody has any questions, they can give them a call and get some quotes on some windows.
That's exactly right. We've also got contractors available that can put these in at rates that I think would shock you. So
yeah.
There's just a lot of different things you can do. There's also, you know, because of the energy efficiencies, there's also tax credits available for these right
especially
now
for
too.
The windows coming to mind? Oh yes,
definitely. So we've kind of hit the big ones. The only one we haven't mentioned that I skipped over here, and Scott had mentioned too, and it was a good one to point out, and this is in the low 90s. It's based upon these numbers, it was at about 92%, and that is a minor kitchen remodel. Once again, a huge, huge area. So, you know, a minor, we're not talking major, rip out all the cabinets, but you can go through, redo the countertops, redo the hardware.
That's kind of
what they define exactly as a minor kitchen remodel. And that'll return you in the 90% range of your dollars put in.
Or even just throw up a new coat of paint and replace the sink, and you can change the whole look of the kitchen.
That is. That is exactly
a new coat of paint
right.
goes a long way.
Surprised how much paint can make a difference.
So I hope we've helped answer some questions for folks out there that are looking to make these type of improvements. You know, we barely touched on the list. If you need any more information about that, you can go to my website www.kenmoreteam.com. Check out our website. We do have some more tips on there. We have a list of about 15 that you can go through. If you have any questions about projects on the survey, feel free to call me direct on my cell at 727-8977. And Scott, how can folks get a hold of you?
Well, the best way to get a hold of me is call me direct at 737-6004. And if you're looking at options to finance some of these projects, please give me a call. I can give you a free mortgage consultation and help you understand what the numbers look like.
Man, I got used to that hour show last week, and this one flew by. So we're going to have to catch you guys next week. We appreciate you tuning in. The feedback from all of the listeners we've had over the last couple of weeks has just been amazing. We appreciate you, everybody, listening, going to the website. Two or three people I talked to this week are now downloading the podcast at kenmoreteam.com. So feel free to listen to the radio show if you happen to miss it. Catch us during the rest of the week, and we will be here live next week. On right here
on News Talk 870. We will see you, and Gary Sullivan's next.